This is WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, and WHCL.org. I think the stream was, I guess we were streaming another station for a while. But guess what? We're back here, and probably sounds a little better than it had. Anyway, coming up is a, well, I'm not going to say this is a very unspecial edition of Radiola, but I got to play this first because you're going to need it.
The opinions and ideas expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect those held by Hamilton College, WHCL-FM as a whole, or the trustees of Hamilton College.
Columbia presents Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians. From the grill room of the Hotel Roosevelt in New York City, CBS invites you to go dancing to the sweetest music this side of heaven, played by Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians. And our good friends, meet your musical host, Guy Lombardo.
Thank you, Olin. Good evening, everyone. Well, our first number tonight has a vocal chorus by Kenny Gardner, and it's A Bluebird Singing in My Heart.
Interrupt this program. We have interrupted this program to bring you a news bulletin from CBS News. It is reported the Republican Party is changing its emblem from an elephant to a conundrum. Reason, it stands for inflation, limits production, gives you a feeling of security, and you still know you're being screwed. This bulletin has come to you from CBS News. We now resume our scheduled program.
Imperialism is the policy of an empire, and an empire is a nation embracing different peoples living under different forms of government. The Republican Party has never dared to admit its imperialistic purpose, and yet it is administering a colonial policy upon a theory utterly opposed to the theory of self-government. The Democratic Party has for 9 years pointed out the evils of colonialism. It has for 9 years challenged the Republican Party to discuss the governmental principles that underlie colonialism. And it opposes colonialism today as it has from the beginning. The platform adopted at Denver condemns the experiment in imperialism as an inexcusable blunder, which has involved us in enormous expense, brought us weakness instead of strength, and made our nation open to the charge of abandoning the fundamental principles of a republic. The platform favors an immediate declaration of the nation's purpose to recognize the independence of the Philippine Islands as soon as a stable government can be established. Such independence to be guaranteed by us as we guarantee the independence of Cuba until the neutralization of the islands can be secured by treaty with other powers. This does not mean a withdrawal from the Orient, for in the recognition of independence, our government will retain such land as may be necessary for coaling stations and naval bases. The land thus retained will furnish us all the territory we need for commercial expansion, and it will be much easier to protect the Filipinos from outside interference when they are in possession of their own government and thus interested in guarding it from without. It is now costing us more than $100 million a year for the Army and Navy, in excess of what it cost us 10 years ago, and we are under suspicion in the Orient as long as we hold the Filipinos in subjection. The Orient is in a ferment. Reform is making progress everywhere. Our nation, instead of discouraging this reform by the establishment of a colony in the Pacific, could be the leader in reform movement and thus attach to itself the progressive element in all the countries of the East. It is to our commercial advantage to encourage the adoption of our ideals and our customs, and these ideals and customs can be brought to the attention of Japan, China, India, and the Philippines only by steadfast adherence to the traditions of our country. Thus, our financial interests, as well as our political duty, lead us to renew our attachment to the Declaration of Independence and to the doctrines of the Fathers. A republic can have no subjects. It can have no colonies. The fruits of imperialism, be they bitter or sweet, must be left to the children of monarchy. This is the one tree of which the citizens of a republic may not partake. It is the voice of the serpent, and not the voice of God, that bids us eat.
This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and thank you for tuning in, because you don't know what you're in for tonight, and maybe I don't either. Maybe some hate mail, but we'll get to that later, which is why I played the disclaimer at the beginning of the show. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, and you are listening to Radiola. And so many thanks for tuning in tonight, and WHCL.org, finally it's working. Yes, it was all messed up. I think the turntable artists who come in here like to play with all the equipment. We're installing a tire swing in the back of the studio to entertain them while their music is playing, so they keep their hands off the equipment. Nonetheless, this is on now. And this is called Unfair and Biased. That's all I have to say. This is my special election show, and I figure once every 4 years I can let down what remains of my hair and have at it. And you'll find that I have mixed feelings, but I have definite opinions, too. And you'll hear a few of those. I'll try to be kind. We began with a something I don't think I'll ever play again, but I had to play it tonight. It just was worth it. I think that the Republican Party also tried to make that pronunciation of that word legal. Didn't quite pass, though, unfortunately, but they really tried. And after that, William Jennings Bryan from 1908. And, you know, history does repeat itself, so if you're not interested in history, just keep your eyes open. And it's coming around again. You know, you'll see it. You don't even have to read a book. Just keep your eyes open. Everything William Jennings Bryan was talking about, we're still living it. And, of course, you know, that did him really well in that election. He just swamped in there. Three-time loser, William Jennings Bryan. Somebody ought to make that speech again. And the Coldstream Guards with, I said there ought to be circus music for tonight, so there is. Entry of the Gladiators from 1930. And here's what I call my disclaimer set. We're going to start, I already played a disclaimer, but this is my disclaimer set. We're going to begin with Arden and Omen and their orchestra in 1930. I think this was a Victor 78, somewhere deep in my sound file bin. I am only human, after all. And you should remember that applies to everyone.
Should I? Well, what is the difference? Lopez speaking, and playing for you the hit melody from Lord Byron of Broadway.
Should I? wonderful, dear. I know you're lying, but I love it. I fall for all you buzz in my ear. I know you're lying, but I love it. You say nice things, too good to be true. But how many have you told them to? It's cruel to fool a heart that's sincere. I know you're lying, but I love
Yes, indeed. This is Radiola you're listening to, and that's good music. We began the set with Arden and Omen. Victor Arden, Phil Omen, and their orchestra, I Am Only Human After All, 1930. And indeed, I am all too human because I have my own feelings. Sometimes they're very much mixed and tangled, but my feelings exist on a lot of things. And this show is usually all about the music, but this is an election show, so you're going to get it. Right from me, whatever I'm thinking. And should I reveal exactly how I feel? Well, whether I should or not, the show will, we'll delineate some of that. Vincent Lopez on a Romeo 78. That was late 1929. Chick Bullock, and this is my real feeling. I know you're lying. I know this is the perfect political song. I know you're lying, but I love it because we go to the polls and we know they're lying. We vote for them anyway. So that's it. It's, you know, I vote because you know, I vote for the same reason I pray, because it makes me feel better. I don't think it's going to do any good, but it does make me feel better. And this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And here's Ford and Glenn in 1926. There's a little white house. Well, yeah, there is. Well, it's not that little. And a couple of guys are trying to get in there.
Home, home, what a magic word when a fellow is lonely and blue. Home, home, best you've ever heard when a fellow finds out that he's. The sun shines east, the sun shines west, you all know that song. I know where the sun shines best, that song wasn't wrong. Home, home,
like a tired bird. What a pretty little nest I'm going to. There's a little white house on a little green hill where the red, red roses grow. There's a little white light in the window tonight, and it shines for me, I know. Though the skies may be cloudy, say, what do I care? Mother's eyes will say howdy. She'll welcome back a rowdy to that little white house on a little green hill where the red, red roses grow. Be it ever so humble, there's no place like home. Blue, blue, when the night descends, I'm as lonesome as lonesome can be.
I'm lonesome as can be.
Ooh, ooh, yes, whoever spends, that's the one that the gang want to see. It's howdy here and howdy there when you're going strong. Goodbye, pal, and goodbye, gal, when your dreams go wrong. Through, through, with fair weather friends, I'll go back to those who won't go back on me. There's a little white house on a little green hill where the red, red roses grow. There's a little white light in the window tonight, and it shines for me, I know. Though the skies may be cloudy, say, what do I care? Mother's eyes will say howdy. She'll welcome back a rowdy to that little white house on the little green hill where the red, red roses grow.
Well, that was Washington Wobble. And believe me, there's a lot of wobbling going on right now in Washington and the rest of the country. So this will be a very interesting election to see what happens. But, okay, before that, we had the Detroiters. Maybe yes, maybe no. Some people are still undecided, and we'll play that too later. Fats Waller's version. But that was the Detroiters, 1928, beginning with Ford and Glenn. And it's about the little White House, or any White House, I guess. The White House. The little one is where they go on vacation. But maybe it's behind the big one. Who knows? That's where they keep the gardening tools. That was from 1926. And this is Radiola on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. I'm Andy Sr. And a lot of wobbling. Yes, indeed. This will be a very interesting turn of events this year. And believe me, I'm going to try to present, even though the title of my show is Unfair and Biased tonight, my theme, I will try to be unfair and biased in a fair and balanced manner. So I'll try to present all my own misgivings, too. And yes, indeed. We're going with our eyes open here. I consider myself an independent, but I get so, there's just two words that are getting me to the polls this year. Two words, and I'll tell you what they are. President Palin. If I see that as something that some might say that's a good thing, but somehow I feel like we would be in an alternative reality at that point. Let's hold our skepticism here in our hand and look at it. Here's Irving Kaufman in 1923. You can't make a fool out of me. You said it, Irving.
But at last I can't. sons of shame and sorrow, will you cheer tomorrow for the crown of Burgundy? Onward, onward, swords against the foe. Forward, forward, the lily banners go. Sons of France, around us break the chain that bound us, and to hell with Burgundy.
With Burgundy, or whatever wine you want. I guess you could get a good wine, too, but they didn't like that one. That was Song of the Vagabonds from the Vagabond King. That was Irving Kaufman probably saying Al the only time he ever said it on a record. Maybe not. I want some input there on that, but he seemed to enjoy saying it, though. I have to say Irving relished that. That was a Lou Gold group, probably on an old Romeo. I got this sound file, as I say, somewhere. That was from 1926. Before that, Mound City Blue Blowers, You Ain't Got Nothing I Want. And you know who you are. 1924, starting with Irving again, You Can't Make a Fool Out of Me. All but saying hell there, I think. 1923. By the way, if you write hell in a letter to the editors of the Life and Times of Utica, they won't print the word. They're offended, you know. Maybe they think people are going to go there, but they don't want to tell them that. So that's too bad. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior. WHCL 88.7 FM. WHCL.org here in beautiful Clinton, New York. It's a bit brisk tonight, I have to say. Not bad though. Very pleasant. And yes, indeed. I don't know. I know one thing. Whoever wins, I'm going to be hung over the Wednesday after Election Day. I'm going to be so hung over, I won't be able to tolerate it. I may have to be hospitalized. I just know that's going to happen, no matter who wins. But there's a fine line between celebration and commiseration. But either way, I'm going to be deathly ill that Wednesday, so you can take comfort in that. Here's this may be directed at anybody who thinks they can get access to the system and monkey with it through pushing a lever or touching a touch screen or punching a card or whatever. This is my I Must Be Dreaming set. Here's Ruth Etting with that song in 1928, I Must Be Dreaming.
I have never dared to ever hope that you would.
means a different thing. To some it's wealth, to some it's health, to some it's only what love can bring. Please don't play me if I'm human too. I'm the same as you and you and you. I'm a dreamer, aren't we all? Just a dreamer, aren't we all? In my dreams, each night it seems, my sweetheart comes to call. She's so charming, that's not all. It's alarming how I fall. She's ideal, but then she isn't real, and I'm a fool. But aren't we all? I'm a dreamer, but aren't we all? Just a dreamer, but then aren't we all? Why, in my dreams, each night it seems that my sweetheart, she comes to call. Oh, she's so charming, that ain't all. Really, really it's alarming, the way I fall. She's ideal, but then she isn't real, and I'm a fool, but aren't we all? Thank you.
is what I'm doing. I'm dreaming of the castle in the air. You know what I'm dreaming of? I'm dreaming of this. I'm dreaming of the day that the hurting will stop. Yes, indeed. That was Jack Chapman and his orchestra, 1925. That's the first 78 I can remember hearing and appreciating. And that was way, way too long ago. I don't even tell you how long ago that was. Makes me feel ancient. Not as old as that record, but makes me feel almost as old. Before that, Sid Gary, I'm a Dreamer, Aren't We All? 1929, beginning with I Must Be Dreaming by Ruth Etting. 1928. Yeah, I'm dreaming too. I'm dreaming of a world where people aren't shouting at each other over non-essentials, and people kind of get along and decide to not be at each other's throats over wedge issues. That would be nice in this country, wouldn't it? If people actually liked each other and talked to each other and were nice to each other for a change, instead of listening to all the vituperative stuff on the radio, including this tonight. I have to say, I'm not taking it that easy. But this is Radiola, and it's unfair and biased, and I admit it. I'm unfair and I'm biased. So that's what I got to say. And this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, here in beautiful Clinton, New York. And I just have to say, that, and by the way, if you this playlist isn't up yet, but it will be up very soon on my Radiola blog. Type Radiola into Google, or type radiolablog.blogspot.com. It will come up. Or radio in any search engine. It comes up pretty quick, my Radiola blog. Find lots of great links there. And I'm not going to mention any shows tonight because they may not want to be associated with this topic. So I'll give them that deference. I'm not going to drag them down with me. I'm not going to do that. But I will mention tomorrow night on this station, and here's a guy who doesn't want to be dragged down with this topic either, I'm sure. But he's a wonderful guy, and you should listen to his show because it's totally apolitical. So that'll be some respite. But in 2 weeks, you'll know what I'm talking about all this other stuff. But listen to Mark Fuller tomorrow night. He's on it at 8 p.m. And until 10, he plays music of the 50s and 60s. It's great music. He's got a fun format. He plays old commercials and jingles. And he's just like radio we grew up with. About the time I heard that record, too, he was doing that sort of radio. Still doing it. Same radio, same stuff, and it's wonderful. So if you miss radio the way it used to be, rather than what I'm doing right now, listen to Mark Fuller tomorrow night at 8 p.m. here on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And to get back on topic here, it's my strong belief that 8 years ago, our country was like a vessel commandeered by pirates. It was a vessel commandeered by pirates. Let's make it a metaphor, not a simile. It was definitely a vessel commandeered by pirates who boarded it, and they made us like them. And then if you said anything against the pirates, they called you a traitor. But believe me, the people, the gang, the flying under the skull and bones, those are the pirates. They took over. So there were two parties. There were the pirates and the whiny people who had like a Stockholm syndrome and tried to get along with the pirates so they wouldn't get yelled at. But I don't care if I get yelled at, even if people make fun of my singing. They can go to where Burgundy's going, as far as Irving Kaufman's concerned. But even so, I do think that the pirates took over this country. And I'm not talking about the Pittsburgh Pirates. I'm talking about real pirates. And then 4 years ago, you had two pirates running against each other, which made it very convenient, both skull and bones. So now maybe we don't have pirates. Or maybe they're more cleverly disguised. But the pirates have basically plundered this country for 8 years, and they've left us with a hull that's burned right down to the waterline. So we're going to have to build that up. So it's your choice who's going to be the next person in there. Could be a pirate, could be a non-pirate, but choose carefully. And be very, very careful about that choice. Not that it'll do any good to pull that lever or touch that screen or push that pin through that piece of paper, but let's do some pirate stuff here. Here's Pirate Song by Reynold Wernrath, by 1924.
Oh. bottle of rum. Drink and the devil has done for the rest. Yo ho ho and a bottle of rum. Yo ho ho and a bottle of rum. Drink and the devil has done for the rest. Yo ho ho and a bottle of rum. Yo ho ho and a bottle of rum.
Oh.